With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump and Democrat leaders in some of the country's biggest cities are on a collision course when it comes to deploying National Guard troops. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president believes federal intervention is necessary in several U.S. cities.
It's a shame that we see in some cities across the country that their mayors are just simply refusing to cooperate because they don't like Donald Trump. And that's what this boils down to. And I don't think any American would disagree that Chicago needs more law enforcement reinforcements, that they need more resources.
But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker disagrees and says President Trump is going too far.
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
In the Oval Office a short time ago, the president said he would consider using the Insurrection Act to mobilize the military if federal courts block his deployment of Guard troops. The Senate is holding another vote on funding bills to end the government shutdown. It's now day six of the impasse. The White House warns federal worker layoffs are just around the corner. Egypt is hosting Israeli-Hamas peace talks on this eve of the second anniversary of the Gaza War. The negotiations focus on a ceasefire's first stage. That includes the partial withdrawal of Israeli forces, as well as the release of hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners. A New York judge has upheld a Long Island County's law banning transgender women from playing on female sports teams. The law applies to county-run parks and recreational facilities. The judge said the ban is designed to protect women and girls and that transgender athletes can still play in co-ed sports leagues. More records on Wall Street today. The Nasdaq up 161. This is SRN News. Christians in communist countries continue to face harassment and persecution.
While Americans enjoy religious freedom, Christians in Vietnam, Cuba, China, and Laos are harassed and oppressed for their faith and witness. Voice of the Martyrs reports that a couple in Vietnam was denied federal medical funding for their daughter because they refused to change Ruth's Christian name and renounce their faith. Meanwhile, pastors in Cuba and China are arrested on false charges to hinder their ministry. George Williams reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court has taken up a series of cases to be decided during its new term, which began today. Many of them feature a religious or moral component. Justices will be hearing arguments about transgender rights, gay conversion therapy, crisis pregnancy centers, religious rights, and capital punishment. The new term also marks 20 years on the bench for Chief Justice John Roberts. This is SRN News. Here's the Monday Wall Street Business Report.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says people will start losing jobs unless the Senate soon votes to reopen the government.
This administration wants to reopen the government. We don't want to see people laid off. But unfortunately, if this shutdown continues, layoffs are going to be an unfortunate consequence of that.
President Trump is making plans for a significant aid package for U.S. soybean farmers.
The move aims to help farmers survive China's boycott of American beans, which was sparked by the president's trade war. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessin says substantial support for farmers is expected to be announced this week.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Paramount says it's bought the successful news commentary website The Free Press and installed its founder, Barry Weiss, as editor-in-chief of CBS News. Mixed bag at the close on Wall Street. The Dow was off about 63 points, and NASDAQ up 161. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More at srnnews.com.